One question can bring you back to yourself. It can shift your focus, reframe your week, help you reconnect with what really matters. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you pause, check in, and ask something that just might change your day. This week's question is, where is the joy lately? Now, anytime I've ever said the phrase, I choose joy, or seen it, it's usually followed by a laugh because my friend Hank, one of the funniest people I know, used to always reply, oh, is Joy your new girlfriend's name? When can we meet her? And that always cracked me up. So Hank, if you're listening, this one's for you. And just in case, Joy, if you're out there and you can make my life feel this good, come on over. You might not be my new girlfriend, but you could be my first. I'll try anything once. But let's talk about joy. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness is a mood. It's a moment. And listen, don't get me wrong. I'll take it. A sunny day. I live in London, people. A compliment. The first bite of something warm and buttery and sweet. Happiness is welcome here. But joy, oof, joy runs deeper. Joy is rooted in meaning. It is a product of connection, of presence, of doing something that aligns with who you are or who you are becoming. Joy isn't always loud. Sometimes it shows up in flow when you are fully immersed in a task that you love, or when you're laughing uncontrollably with someone who knows you down to your bones. And sometimes when you're working on something that isn't easy, but man, does it feel right. Joy has weight. Joy has soul. Psychologists have studied joy, often alongside happiness, and found something interesting. Happiness tends to be externally triggered, and joy, on the other hand, is cultivated. Author and researcher and one of my favorite sheroes, Brené Brown, describes joy as one of the most vulnerable emotions we can feel. She says that for most of us, many of us, the moment that we feel joy, we instantly start rehearsing disaster. As in, oof, this is too good. Something bad must be coming. Raise your hand if you've been there before. Yeah, me too. But joy deserves more from us. Neuroscience tells us that joy activates the brain's reward system, releasing dopamine and oxytocin. Those are the same chemicals that are tied to trust, connection, and safety. When we follow the breadcrumbs of joy, because they are often breadcrumbs, we're actually building a more resilient brain and a more hopeful life. But here's the thing, joy isn't very convenient. You often have to go look for it. You have to choose it. Not in a forced, fake positivity kind of way, but in a way that says, man, I know life is hard, but I am still allowed to want more than just getting by. So this week's question is a gentle nudge. Where is the joy lately? Where has it been trying to reach you? Have you noticed it? And have you been following it? And if your answer is, I don't know, that's okay too. Try thinking about this or journaling about this. What brought me joy as a child? And how might I invite some of that back into my life now? Or quite simply, if I followed joy today, where would it take me? Joy leaves breadcrumbs. It might be in the music that you just keep replaying that song over and over and over again. Hey, Pink, I see you. The person whose voice makes you feel softer. The part of your workday that goes by so fast. The walk, the book, that moment that you forget to be anxious. It's not loud. It's not always obvious. But it is yours. And it wants you to come home. Thank you for joining me on One Question. If this stirred something in you, share it with someone who could use a little joy this week. Or send me a note and tell me what you found. I would love to hear from you. Let's say it together. Where is the joy lately? And if I followed it, where might it lead? See you next Sunday. Until then, choose joy. follow the breadcrumbs, and keep asking better questions.